A North Vancouver robotics company has received $2 million from the federal government to scale up its cutting-edge business and expand into new markets. The local company has developed a unique spool welding robot, which essentially automates the process of welding of pipes used in a variety of industries, to make that process faster and more efficient. Working with the robot welder can increase productivity by 3 to 5 times, said Novark CEO Sarush Karamzadeh, and dramatically cut down on the number of welds that need repairing. Using the robot can also allow less experienced welders to do the work that only a highly skilled and experienced welder would usually be capable of performing. "That's important," said Karamzadeh, "because a lot of experienced welders are hitting retirement age, bringing about an expected shortfall of about 400,000 skilled welders in the next few years." Tucked away in a business park near the Ironworkers Memorial Second Narrows Crossing, Novark's technology may not be well known to the general public. But in the global manufacturing market, there's a big demand for the robots, said Karamzadeh. The company's customers are typically engineering procurement construction companies or mechanical contractors who fabricate pipes for end users, ranging from oil and gas industries to water and wastewater contractors and shipyards. So far, the company has installed 80 of its robots throughout North America, the United Kingdom, Germany, Saudi Arabia, Australia, and China. Each robot costs approximately US$500,000. But customers can expect to make that back in between 6 and 18 months, said Karamzadeh. The company currently has a workforce of close to 100 employees. Karamzadeh said Novark expects to add 50 more employees as the federal grant helps scale up the business into new markets. "We're targeting Europe, the Middle East and Southeast Asia," he said. The company is also hoping to advance the technology used in the welding robots with artificial intelligence, which will allow each robot to learn from others using the technology. The local company got its start in 2013, when Karamzadeh, an electrical engineer with a background in industrial automation and business, joined forces with co-founder Reza Abdollahi, an engineer with 3 decades of experience in robotics. The two came up with the pipe welding robot after realizing customers were trying to automate that process, but there was nothing available in the market to meet the demand. One of North Vancouver's most well-known companies, Seaspan Shipyards, was also an early investor in Novark, putting $1 million into the Novark as part of its commitment to support industrial partners under Ottawa's National Shipbuilding Program. The robot welders have since been used in Seaspan's Vancouver drydock operation in ship repair, said Karamzadeh. "So, when a ship comes in, and they want to, for example, replace the ballast water management systems, and there's a lot of pipes required to be replaced, they will use our robots to fabricate those pipes," said Karamzadeh. Earlier this month, North Vancouver MP Jonathan Wilkinson announced the federal government would contribute $2.065 million to Novark to further develop its business. The funding is being provided through the Pacific Economic Development Agency of Canada's Business Scale-Up and Productivity Program. The company has been ranked by the Globe and Mail newspaper as one of the fastest-growing companies in Canada. Jay Said at nsnews.com, twitter.com/Janizid.